Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your Transformation Hub. And this episode is, well, I'm going to go off-piste, all right? The audience has spoken. And so I'm doing a few episodes in December dedicated to Western astrology, to the Astro Vision for 2026. And I'd just like to say thank you so much for listening. And it's almost a year today when I started The Making of You. And I'd just like to give a shout out globally to all the people who've been supporting my episodes regularly and for all your feedback and all of your encouragement. So from the USA, Holland, Ireland, UK, New Zealand, Australia, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Dubai. Yep. All of you guys, thank you so much. And please still continue to like and subscribe. Please don't hesitate to listen on your Transformation Hub podcast page. And I will do my level best in 2026 to keep creating episodes that are going to help you become the architect of your own life. Alrighty, so how are we going to wise up our life, create our brand of grand, and ignite the magic tonight? Well, we're going to do five ways to have a win-win if you're Aries in 2026. Okay, my number one is in this particular episode is going to be dedicated to what's the headline. If you take one thing away from this particular episode, what are you going to remember for yourself if you're Aries? Well, you're going to remember fire. Yep. You're going to remember the fire element and what it means to you. Now, if you're Aries, you might know already that you are a fire sign and you are friendly with your fellow signs of Leo and Sagittarius. And the big headline is fire this year because we've got an alignment in two of the major planets who are going to move into the sign of Aries, and they're going to be exactly in a face-off or in a cuddle, whatever your perception, on the 20th of February 2026. So those two winning planets are Neptune and Saturn. Now, Neptune is the planet of emotional flow. It's the planet of consciousness and of emotional intelligence. Neptune tries to explain to us in all the different levels of ourselves through both science, spiritual mastery, and our understandings of our wisdoms in our daily lives, just how everything goes around and comes around, how we're all connected, and how everything happens for a reason. So when Neptune's in Pisces, it's very happy. It's been paddling through an element it can really relate to. But that time is shortly coming to an end. And we've already had a little bit of a drive-by, a little bit of a test drive in 2025 with Neptune moving into fire. And that, of course, has been seen as a upsurge in people becoming very passionate about what they believe in people going, what? Waking up and looking at the paradigm shifting episodes, events, and sensations inside us that are calling us to rise within ourselves and a sort of general call to action about the level of fulfillment in our lives. So Neptune's going to carry on doing that in 2026, and the old paradigm is going to be under a lot of pressure with the power of disclosure, with scandals and people persistently digging to find answers and to basically expand the truth. Now, I think we know with when Neptune's been in Pisces, we've been looking at scandal, we've been sort of dunking the whole of our reality like a big biscuit into a cup of tea, and certain bits have been falling off and dissolving. So now Neptune's moving into Aries, we're going to get that emotional sort of purity, a clarity, a sense of essential emotions and of our core qualities and core understandings in our emotional intelligence. Now, for a lot of people, that's going to be a bit of anger, it's going to be outrage, it's going to be frustration. And on the high side, it's going to be a sense of liberation in the sense of looking at our own truths, working to find an authentic level of fulfillment in our daily lives, and also exploring and being excited about breaking our own personal boundaries in the sense of moving beyond conditioned or limited or fearful perceptions. So it's a very exciting time with Neptune and Aries teaming up. But it is also a time where, of course, with that degree of acceleration of fire, we're also going to feel that relentless quality. And we're going to perhaps feel that our reality is going a little bit on fast forward. So for Aries, please remember that when we're being emotionally intelligent, of course, we are perhaps enthusiastic about what we feel and the truth and what we believe is important and significant. But equally, we are going to be very much aware of what other people are feeling. And sometimes we know Aries is definitely a sign of leadership and of, you know, being courageous and moving forward and blazing a trail. So as a result, Neptune aspects there can come across a little bit like forcing or bullying or being overzealous or taking things too seriously. So all of those elements we're going to need to be looking at. If you're Aries, you're going to need to be saying, yes, there is a global wake-up call. Where do I fit? How's my heart-mind alignment? Am I feeling vital and balanced? Or am I being a bit sort of revved up or a bit sort of running around like a headless chicken and wishing that I had more calm and more peace? So it's definitely to synchronize within yourself, the doing and being elements, and to really find that which is emotionally fulfilling for yourself, and also to allow those old limited beliefs and behaviors to burn off in those fires of purification. Okay, so what does Saturn mean in Aries? Well, Saturn is the planet, I like to say, of master teaching. Now, some people say it's a little bit of a finger wagging planet that tells everyone off and pops us in a corner until we learn. Well, I personally believe all that Saturn is going to do is put things that we need to learn in our face, and they're going to get closer and closer until we acknowledge that we do need to learn. So Aries, yeah, you might be forcing your point, but equally you may feel that you're being forced to learn. So the key to this is, with all Saturn transits and with all Saturn aspects, is to be literally willing to learn, open-hearted, open-minded, and ready to adapt rather than argue, or to be able to say, hey, what's the clarity moment here, rather than the opportunity to conflict. Now, there's always a fine line between standing up for what you believe in and making a difference that's perhaps consistent in the sense of intelligent and groundbreaking. So yes, change often for many people isn't particularly popular. But this year, if you're going to align with Saturn, then you don't want to be a dictator. You want to be someone who is going to be able to explain and teach and mentor people into freedom or into a greater understanding of why certain boundaries need to be crossed, certain conditioning needs to dissolve, and certain resistance needs to dissolve. So if you're going to rise up within yourself, within your understandings, and really see peace and harmony as a very beautiful place, an oasis for you to regenerate, particularly with this relentless pressure from Neptune, but also to understand that other people, if they can be supported and mentored into understanding why they need to change and the awareness to do it, then you're going to become a very, very valuable leader in 2026. So I always say, be a rebel with a cause, without conflict. But for an Aries, yes, you're going to need to call on that emotional intelligence, patience, and also be able to go the extra mile with your efforts to keep everyone in the space of understanding and in an inclusive zone. Okay, well, number two, how's relating going in 2026? Well, for Aries, relating is often a party for one, so you do like your own company, and often you do need to go off on your own to really listen to that essential self, and that will continue this year, and I think it's a very healthy way to approach your emotional balance and to support yourself and be in self-loving, courageous steps forward, but you don't have to be there with everyone all the time, or you don't have to be leading all the time. Sometimes you just want to be discerning within yourself what your essential feelings, direction, and sense of purpose and fulfillment are. So I strongly recommend that you avoid like super high expectations, because this year many people will be in hyperbole land. They'll be hyping it, and then of course they'll dash up to fall down, and then there'll be the blame games and the sort of contours of conflict. So to avoid all that big swinging from one extreme to the other, basically don't get into it. Try and find for you what works in your maintenance of peace and a degree of harmony and balance that isn't conflicting or isn't angry and frustrated, and really work to be in that space and to grow quality relationships, of course, first and foremost with yourself, and sort of cruise down the middle of life rather than bouncing off the walls, and consolidating and concentrating the qualities that really mean something to you, that you believe are building integrity, that are supporting you, as I said, being kind, being patient, and of course not perhaps feeling that everyone else is looking to you to take responsibility. So you're getting your understandings and balance of self-responsibility and supporting and helping other people, getting that sort of organized well. If you feel you have been a bit introverted in 25, then you might want to be a little bit more social, and definitely be in a space where that sense of Saturn, as I said, is mentorship, not lecturing other people, not being righteous, bossy or zealous, but definitely having the command and the integrity to speak truthfully and authentically about what you believe. So yes, purpose and inspiration, nice little mix there for your relating. And again, don't be frightened to be on your own. I know you're not, but equally don't find that you've sort of wandered off to avoid everyone because you're frustrated with what's happening. So really do amp up in your relationships or existing relationships. Find hobbies, find joys, find new spheres of activity that bring you peace, that help you laugh a lot and help you distribute that fire and the passion of life, but also the balance and harmony with it. Okay, so number three, what about prosperity and career? Well, the fire element is renowned for spend, spend, spend. Okay, so when the fire element comes, often it's a situation where we feel quite hypey and quite, as I said, courageous, or wanting to explore, wanting to travel, wanting to adventure. And of course, all of those things cost money. But equally, it can be that the passion and purpose of our work can combine. So that can create a lot of fulfillment and a lot of sense of success for Aries. But also it could be that your best option this year with Saturn is to literally train, skill up, to move into a place where you feel that you are testing yourself in a very positive way through education or through developing and nurturing your skills and learning ability. So I've touched on be a mentor, not a dictator, but equally go into a space where you're really open to learning something new. Now, it can also be that you are given greater responsibilities and you might say, well, I'm actually quite a shy Aries. Yes, you are out there. And so you might feel a little bit uncomfortable with leadership. But again, you make the effort this year to grow into it. and also that you are patient with people who have problems or who are sort of going on vacations of monathon, all right, and that you're prepared to talk to them about solutions. Now, Aries can often be like, oh, I've got no patience for that person, and walk off. But this year, with Saturn there, you're going to be asked, ironically, to slow down and to really flex your patience muscles. So in your workplace, this is a golden opportunity to perhaps develop ways to support people in problem solving, or to teach it, or to find the capacity to problem solve in your job description, or create a new job description. So definitely a time to invest in yourself and to invest in shopping around to develop your career, to develop your leadership possibilities. But also just remember, with leadership, delegate to accumulate. So don't be shy in employing people who are better than you. Don't be shy about, as I said, making sure that everyone understands their responsibility and you allow them to do it, rather than curating their reality or stepping in and doing it for them. And that is going to really help you consolidate peace of mind. And also, if you are in a period of expansion in other elements in your chart, because we've got Jupiter going into Leo later in the year, so you could find that from August onwards that you're really getting a lot more reward and a lot more sense that what you've, the patience and the investment that you've made in others and in your leadership skills comes back to you multifold. So just a little but here, all right, be aware that when you do have a lot of power, you can get a little bit, as I've said, dictatorial, or you can hoard control. So please also work to offer choice in the sense of the parameters that you're capable of. And leaps of faith this year, I'd be a little bit aware that extreme leaps could be sort of nudged back by Saturn's influence, because Saturn's trying to tell you, whoa, that's a very wide gap to jump all at once. So definitely a time for balance rather than for extreme reactions. And please, yes, keep your temper under control, simply because there is fire everywhere in the zodiac and you could burn some bridges or have some rather difficult situations at work where everything can bust around you and that you've got to find a new job. So it's just a sudden initiation. It's fine. You might say, I hated that job, I wanted out anyway. But sometimes with relentless pressure and being overzealous, we can actually end up doing the job of making ourselves have to leave. Okay, so a little bit of charm won't go amiss this year. And the master teacher element is really going to help you advance and help you be seen for all of the beautiful quality that you represent, the problem solving, and also the trust that people can place in you because of your commitment and your responsibility. Okay, number four, well, your health. Okay, obviously, Aries, generally, you guys are very good at physical fitness often. The ladies, you're very ambitious and capable and independent and very equal. So for health, I just say to you, of course, fire is heart, all right? And this is more about conflicting within yourself. And as we know, the greatest fear is the fear of us having a fearful life and not taking these steps to embrace opportunity and to grow. So if you do that, I think you're going to be fine. If you don't, you're going to be bouncing off walls a bit. Your blood pressure might go up, or you might go from very high to very low. You might have expectations you're going to be promoted and then feel that you've been pressed down, or, you know, the finger of God is on your head and keeping you underwater. So what I do want to say is force is the issue and timing is very important this year for your health. So please be in clarity, be in emotional well-being, and really try and avoid conflict and losing your temper. Also, with fire, there's a real tendency to leap into the future and find it very difficult to sort of slow and chill and enjoy your time off. So again, your health can suffer because you're pushing so far into the future to get control of everything that all you're doing is winding yourself up or tightening yourself like a very tight coil or spring. So yes, good quality sleep is very important this year, and please avoid burning the candle at both ends, because Aries can get very hyped and feel a little bit invincible. And unfortunately, Saturn is also very much going to show us up when it comes to balance, and when we are tenuous, right out on the edge of polarity, it's, you know, really extreme. It's not good for our health, of course. And also Saturn can sort of shove us back from that edge, and as a result we can have a few health crises. So avoid being or feeling invincible, and doing overload essentially. So really ask yourself, am I using my self-discipline to do and be in balance? Okay, so my last point today, number five, is about the focus on quality. Now, Aries is a very ambitious sign, all right? And so there is often a real sense of the grand closer. You want people to sign on the dotted line, you want to see the rewards, and you want to feel tangible benefits in your life because you're ambitious and you're prepared to work very hard and go the extra mile to get what you truly want. Now, with Saturn, Saturn's going to say, look at your trade-off this year as being immaterial and material, not just material. Because if you're chasing materiality exclusively, so money and physical rewards, you might actually be a bit disappointed, because what Saturn's trying to say is all the wisdoms that you accumulate, all the experiences that you're prepared to dive into, the courage that you show, that is going to be equally valuable this year. So it's going to be very important for you to look at your intangible benefits as well as your tangible ones. And through this transit, which is going to go on for at least 2 years in this combo with Saturn and with Neptune, you're going to need very much to invest in your inner assets and to really hone your skills of the fulfillment and spiritual benefit and mastery of your chosen qualities like self-belief, faith, getting the message clear and across, communicating in a charming and capable way, and also being the inspirer and being someone who other people find both an incredible and supportive leader, but someone they can approach, someone they can trust, and someone who can help them transform. Okay, well, it's been my great pleasure, Aries, to talk about the Neptune and Saturn combo in your astrology this year. And of course, if you would like to go into your chart in greater detail and understand all of your unique interfaces and alignments, then of course you can go to yourtransformationhub.com and get that yearly overview in there. Book a session and move into investing in a wising up of your life to become, of course, the architect and to have fun doing it. It's been my great pleasure. Thank you very much, Aries, and thank you very much to everyone else for listening.